Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I'm wondering how your backyard is looking today. Mine is a bit snowy with a couple of big drifts, but, you know, it's February and the sun is actually trying to peek out a little bit. Yeah, well, whatever is, and I guess that's kind of relates to what I want to talk about today. Whatever is, and I want to talk about sunsets. I don't know if you noticed, kind of in the last week of January, there were about three or four evenings when the sunsets were spectacular. And I say that because of the color, of course. I mean, the colors were just brilliant. But also, it seemed to me they lasted longer. It seemed like the time, it wasn't just like a quick sunset. It started earlier than usual, lasted longer, and it covered more of the sky from north to south than usual. That was my observation. And in that time, it just kept changing. It was a magnificent changing array of colors and shapes during that whole time. Well, I always think that I have a great view of sunsets. I tell people that the sunsets at my house are often as beautiful as those in Hawaii. I just don't have any palm trees. So anyhow, it made me curious as to what causes those beautiful sunsets, why we have some that are prettier than others, and why sometimes we have them in different locations, and that really has to do with what causes those sunsets. And by the way, I have to say, one of the most spectacular sunsets that I've ever seen, in addition to a few at my house, was one at the Grand Canyon after a big thunderstorm rolled through just before sunset, and the following sunset was something to remember. I'm hoping that you can think about when you saw a beautiful sunset, or perhaps at your house it's the sunrises, because sunrises can also be gorgeous. Well, we see those, personally, but we also see them on calendars and in magazines and so on. Other people are drawn to those beautiful sunsets and want to capture them with photos, and some people can do those a lot better than I can, for sure. Well, in our area, we're more apt to see those beautiful sunsets fall and winter, and one of the reasons, especially in the winter, is the sky may be clear, and we'll talk about that a little more. So some people say that when we have dust and pollution, you think about after a volcano erupts and puts that in the sky, yeah, we've seen some of that a couple of times. But man-made dust and pollution, no, it really doesn't help. It actually makes it less beautiful, the low level. If that dust and pollution at low levels made beautiful sunsets, well, New York City, Los Angeles, London, Mexico cities, where there's a lot of haze, would have beautiful sunsets. No, that's not true. Those pollutants do not enhance sky colors. In fact, they subdue them. So clean air is, in fact, a main ingredient common to brightly colored sunrises and sunsets. So here's a little, I guess it's a physics explanation. The familiar blue of the daytime sky is the result of selective scattering of sunlight by air molecules. And scattering is a scientific term used to describe the reflection or redirection of light by small particles. So scattering by dust or by water droplets is responsible for the shafts of light that appear in your house sometimes or outside when the sun partly illuminates a smoky room or a mist-laden forest. So that's caused by scattering. And it's also used to describe that varies with the wavelength of the incident light. Now that's, maybe more than you wanted to know, and here's a little more. Ordinary sunlight is composed of a spectrum of colors that grade from violets and blues at one end to oranges and reds on the other end. Air molecules are much smaller than this, about 1,000 times smaller. Thus, the air is a good scatterer. But because air molecules are slightly closer in size to the wavelength of violet light than to the red light, pure air scatters violet light 3 to 4 times more effectively than it does the longer wavelengths. In fact, were it not for the fact that human eyes are more sensitive to blue light than to violet, the clear daytime sky would appear to be violet instead of blue. So we not only have the sun and the air and all the things in the air, now we are including what happens in our through our eyes and in our brains to see colors differently. So when airborne and dust haze enter the view, we talked about this, really does not help. As a result, hazy daytime skies, instead of being bright blue, appear grayish or even white. And similarly, the vibrant oranges and reds of a clean sunsets give way to pale yellows and pinks when the dust and haze is in the air. So we really don't want to have dust and haze in the air if we want to see beautiful sunsets or sunrises. And we talked about different times of the year. Because air circulation is more sluggish during the summer, and because the photochemical reactions which result in the formation of smog and haze proceed more rapidly at that time of the year, late fall and winter are more favored because we're going to have less of that smog. And, you know, when we say smog, think about in our fall, some days here in the fall, we have lots of haze in the air because of the dust. We had a lot of that this fall, and so we're not going to get those beautiful, clear sunsets. Now, what about clouds? Of course, clouds are such a part of that beautiful sunset. Not necessarily the color, but the whole, as I was talking about, movement in the sky and the changing clouds. But clouds do catch the last red-orange rays of the setting sun and the first light of the dawn, like a theater screen, and reflect this light to the ground. But, of course, some certain types of clouds are more interesting and prettier than others. Some of the most beautiful sunrises and sunsets feature solid decks of middle or high clouds that cover the entire sky, except for a narrow, clear strip near the horizon. So when viewed at sunrise, a sky of this type implies that the weather is likely to deteriorate as the mid and upper level moisture continues eastward. At sunset, of course, the opposite is true. So have you heard that saying? I don't know where I first heard it, but red sky at night, a sailor's delight. Red sky in the morning, a sailor take warning. Now, some people say traveler, and that would be make sense. I'm not sure where this is, but it probably started with sailors. So there's some truth to that. It's not just an old thing that somebody made up. It really is based on fact. Red sky at night, a traveler's delight. Red sky in the morning, traveler take warning. So you can take a look at the sky and think, well, that could be predicting what the weather's going to be like during the day today at the sunrise, or what it's going to be like tomorrow. So again, the clouds, you know, you may have favorite kinds of shapes of clouds, but the change in the wind can give rise to wave-like or roller motions that make the clouds ripple or billow, and some of those at first move very rapidly and some of those quite slowly. So all of that adds interest to our, especially, I think, sunsets. And, you know, maybe we don't see sunrises as much because we don't get up early in the morning, but it also could just be because the view, you know, the view that you have, is it for sunsets or sunrises? And I guess if you don't have either, well, some of those days you just need to drive out to somewhere you can take a long look and watch the sky, because it is one of nature's beautiful sights. If you're a good photographer, you may want to take your camera along, but I think it's very difficult to get a good picture of, unless you have the right equipment and you are a good photographer. It's also equipment and person to really take those pictures that will show the color and the bigness, the largeness of the sky, and something that you can savor later on as a photo. But whatever, the most important thing, I think, is to see it personally and just take it in and enjoy. So I hope you are going to enjoy your day today, wherever you are. I hope it's not too much shoveling. And we'll look forward to some great sunrises and sunsets. Until next time, here's a thought. There's never one sunrise the same or one sunset the same.